Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, Episode 6. I'm Jarrell.
I'm Robert.
Justin.
And Chris.
And we have a special guest today by the name of...
I'm White Chris!
That's a little over-enthusiastic.
Yeah, I mean, you're White Chris. I mean, we all know,
I'm White Chris.
Don't melancholy. Get a little bit up. A little more.
He's like the
White Chris.
No, it's too much disappointment.
I'm White Chris.
There we go. That's better. There we go.
I'm White Chris.
We're professional.
No, we don't do sarcasm in this podcast. We don't appreciate sarcasm.
I'm pretty sure it's all sarcasm.
That is not us. We are very upstanding and decent human beings.
He's named White Chris kind of off the Black Debbie version of C-Lab. Because I already had a friend named Chris when I started hanging out with him. I couldn't have Black Chris.
That's fucking rude and racist. You can't have
that.
You can't have just two
Black
Chris
one.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I only have one Black Chris, but...
So he has one Black Chris.
I started calling him White Chris, and he's like, why can't you just call me Topher? I'm like, no, you're White Chris now.
Quite frankly, had I known I was entering a friendship with another Chris, I would have chose to go by a different name in the beginning.
Yeah, but your parents chose to name you Christopher.
I go by Topher everywhere else except for in this room.
Well, but you can't choose your nickname with us.
Yeah, you don't choose
it's nicknames. The name I go by.
I've been Jell-O for nearly 20 years, dude.
Does he want to go by Jell-O?
Yes.
Yeah, kind of. But I don't want to be the director, and you guys keep calling me the fucking
director.
Or
the director.
You're
directing it right now.
Yeah, you're directing us.
You're telling us what we're supposed to do.
I was trying to get you to shut up so we could get into the intro.
That would be sure who does that? That's the director, right?
Yeah,
we can all agree on that.
White Chris says he's a director.
Yeah.
If he says it, then it's true.
I'm the special guest, and I get to say.
Yeah. I'm going to start taking back my word on our ruling of Chris.
Please do. Oh. Director, 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 director.
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 Director. Wow, you're just swinging it back at him? Oh, and you both guilty?
I was going to say, he's totally going to go back.
Neither of you to be Chris. I don't know. What are you going to do now?
I am going to go with the Ape Overlords. All
yeah, we know
overlords.
This.
Fucking Nazi traitor.
They're not Nazis.
What if
apes.
They were,
yeah,
Jarrell?
No.
What if they're Nazi apes?
You ever think about that?
Yeah, what
no.
about then?
Yeah, probably.
You'd still side with them, you piece
in one
of
parallel
fucking
universe,
shit.
Dude,
there is a parallel universe where the ape uprising is Nazis.
Imagine that, though.
There's a parallel universe where we're actually apes, so what?
That's not that cool, though.
Yeah, Mark,
we've seen those movies,
that,
dude. That was
pretty
terrible. That, fuck that world. I don't want to be a part of that
they
parallel
don't have,
universe.
Like, you know,
well,
tails.
Never mind.
I think we're bringing up Marky Mark in every podcast, too.
Monkeys. We're not going to get to the conversation. No,
nope.
I'd rather
this
be
the
in
intro.
That.
This is the intro, Chris.
Nope.
This is the
I
intro.
Nope.
This is the intro.
I will explain animal biology.
I'm a butterfly. I'm just saying, I don't want to be an ape. I don't like apes.
Apes don't have tails.
That's what I'm saying. I'd rather be a monkey. Like
intro.
More.
Intro. Let's get
that was my whole issue. If you listen to what I should say,
I
will listen to and not just judge me by what I'm going to speak about.
He's got to get upstairs.
Yeah, come on. We have a kid.
Yeah.
I haven't said anything.
You haven't stopped saying
I was listening to his inability to explain a good argument.
In this episode, we talk about really just trying to get arrested all the time.
Who could get arrested more?
Not
Moorish.
Get arrested, I should say.
Oh, yeah. Whether it was Chris's, you know,
fault.
It wasn't my fucking fault.
You hear the arc of the story.
Yeah, the jury
you
will choose.
Fuck the jury.
No, you need to listen.
You make your own decisions.
Jury
you all have free will for whatever weird reason you listen to the podcast.
Do these guys actually comment? Can people comment to this?
They can.
Yeah, people
can
comment.
They comment on the podcast.
Please, if you listen to this, comment and tell us.
Even on our Facebook page or on our Twitter.
Come to our Facebook.
Yeah.
Come to our Twitter.
Yeah.
Comment to us whether you think it's Chris's fault.
At Why Do We Hang Out on Twitter. Or just look up Why Do We Hang Out on Facebook.
And then go # Chris's fault, # just as a douche.
I need you fools to try to get people onto our Facebook.
I do.
I pull
out all the time.
No, I'll show you something in a minute.
On the interwebs?
On the tubes.
Oh, cool.
It's a series, did you know?
The Al Green.
So on that note, game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on!
And a raptor, and Jesus, because fuck
and
you.
And Jesus.
And they're like, wait, and you know one black guy is like,
raptor,
why?
And they go,
because you're fired. Get the black man out, keep the Asian guy, because none of us know how to do math. So we'll keep him, and he's like, Really? You're going to be the same racist?
Guy. Samuel L. Jackson is the only black guy in the first one anyway.
Yeah.
He's like, are you guys fucking stupid the whole time?
And then his arm's the arm hanging down. First to go.
And he's goddamn Mace Windu.
Yeah.
I was thinking about doing that at work yesterday.
Being Mace Windu?
Putting your arm off and then getting hanging off the rail?
Because we have no light in the freezer now. So if I just put my arm through?
I
saw that picture. Yeah, he said
See, the way you said the why was, what did you do? Right? Okay. It was all Kessler.
There's a cage around that light.
Both times it was Kessler.
Yeah.
All right. How?
The cage is broke, by the way. The glass cage.
Speaking of which,
more broke.
He's going to be giving us money soon for this, so keep it nice. Yeah.
Nothing I haven't said to his face. So.
All right, keep it mean. Bro.
Tell the story of the broken bulb.
No, you started it.
I did.
You changed it, and then.
Okay, so I go in when Thursday morning, bulb's out. Right, I open the freezer, and I'm like, "Oh, that sucks." I was like, "Liz, was this out day before in the morning?" She's like, "Nope." I was like, "Huh, must happen overnight." So I take it out.
Yeah, because it's on all the time.
Yeah, it puts a flood.
Well, the only bulbs we have. Are floods because they hold the higher wattage.
Any other lights?
Because the ones in the freezer need higher wattage because it shuts
Justin
off.
Justin with the fucking
No. These are the indoor ones. These are the ones like you need. Like the attachment itself can take the higher wattage. You need it because every time the compressor kicks back on, the light goes. And
so
if you use a low watt bulb, it will explode.
Exactly.
Keep this in mind.
That's what exactly happened.
Yeah. So
like
I put the flood in.
Case of waffle fries is right under the light. There.
No. Like there's nothing right there. It's not that one. It's the one right when you walk in on the left. Yeah. So it's open space. It's totally there. Put the flood in so we actually have some light. Just to get through until we can get the proper bulbs. We needed light as it's a freezer. No one wants to die.
For rotation. And like it's kind of like 20 feet big. You know,
oh,
small.
So we're kind of assholes and we put kegs in front of the fucking door.
Yeah, and it went poorly. So
wouldn't end poorly. It's happened a lot.
So
there's a door on the side you can crawl through.
No, not you and me.
I could try, and I'd probably get stuck at this point, and it would be cold.
You just have to move a shelf.
Yeah,
and some boxes.
So
and a freezer on the other side,
which would be fun. So I leave. I have it in there. I'm like, Rob, this bulb's in there. If Kessler comes in, let him know he needs to go pick up new ones.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Dude,
I
to get
leave.
You a credit card.
Then we all.
Yeah, no.
We've
said
already
this
had
for
that
for
discussion.
Almost a year.
Well,
yeah.
Mike went and bought lotion with it, and now ruined it for everyone.
Yeah.
<manager.
laughs> So.
He kind of needed lotion. He was kind of a tomato.
He
was super.
It's not that he could have spent it on the Joe's card. He just did. He bought shit on the Joe's card all the time.
Yeah. But we, So I leave, and then we all get that picture of the broken bulb. And when I go, really? With the exclamation point and the question mark, it's because of real irritation, because I already know the story, because it already happened to the last one.
Yeah.
The bulb went, Kessler had Justin replace it. The bulb we put in wasn't high enough wattage, so when the compressor kicks,
Kessler did it before
out.
I was even there.
No.
Yeah. So the whole...
So the ballast and everything.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's fried.
So like, when I was taking it out, if I didn't have that glass case, it would explode right into my hand.
Yeah.
So that was a plus, and then I used the oven mitt from now on to unscrew and plug everything back in. Because
it arced.
Because every time I plug in the spiral ones.
Yeah, oven mitts ground.
Yeah. It won't hurt as bad.
Science.
No, that's not how that works, but continue.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of how that works,
but
continue.
The oven mitt glove going to ground.
It gives me that safety mentality
right
where
now.
I'm safe.
It does.
It gives Justin special goddamn powers
if
he doesn't get electrocuted. That's what it does.
I can control it and harness it and then shoot it back up and it'll be fine.
Like the avatars.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that really happens though is him going, so he goes and then collapses.
He's imagining he's an avatar.
See, that'll work. God.
Gets back up, he's like, oh, I fell asleep. All right, moving on.
That's actually happened to him before.
Mm-hmm.
He hurt himself so bad that he's passed out and woke up from it.
Yeah, when we lived together, he was breaking ice with a sledgehammer out
back. No, I wasn't even hitting it.
You were holding it?
Yeah.
He was holding the ice.
No, I wasn't holding the ice.
He was holding a pick while the other guy was hitting.
So he comes home, and he's like, I fucked my thumb.
So I have a crack in my nail now?
Yeah. No, it was
It just disintegrated.
You think your stupidity is going to forever live with you, but you don't really care because you're just like, look.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. Yeah. I have a story.
Oh, Justin. He came home. His thumb was like four times its regular size.
It was like the Grinch's
black, dude. Yeah. Like just black. And he's like, I went into the back hallway and then I passed out.
I remember watching it and I was like, yeah. That's all I remember. And Eric standing over me, slapping me, wake me up.
I miss living at that house.
Shit.
Like, when it's just so casually, like, you know.
There's nothing wrong, and it's my story, and you can judge all you want, but...
All we do is judge
But he just doesn't care, like...
No, dude, we were getting...
Sean last night said hate, like he said, I fucking hate you, like, 10 different times. He's like, aren't you affected by that? I'm like, no.
That's what you can't be.
You know how many times
I have said it in the afternoon?
I hear it daily, so I'm
You can
not.
Make a drinking game off the podcast with it. Shit.
We were getting ready for a concert, and Lance and Carlos came over to our house to get ready for it.
Okay.
They went to Justin's room and started playing Halo with a bottle of vodka. And you think it would be like, whoever did worse in that match would take a shot. It was whoever died. Like, whenever you
died... Every time you died.
You took a hit off this bottle, and they polished off a bottle of Three Olives in, like, four games.
Holy shit.
Yep.
And then...
It's like the operation. The longer the game goes on, the worse it's getting.
Yeah. They got to the concert before us, and Lance is inside.
No, Carlos, you show up together. Lance and Carlos went before
us. You and I went to the old spaghetti factory to go get Eric.
Yeah.
And then... We got there, and Carlos is in that little front area just after you give him your tickets.
Okay.
Vomit. Everywhere. And then you can tell it's booze vomit, and they made him call his parents and shit.
He's so, 17.
No matter what terrible decisions he's made that have caused real physical harm.
And money.
Never that dumb. Never that dumb.
No, I can just hold my booze.
Yeah. I can't.
Yeah. He's 16, and
we all aware of that.
Yeah. He still probably can't.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah.
He's pretty good about it.
Good days.
We were getting ready for Boom today, right? Oh, where's my phone? It's upstairs. I think I remembered it.
You don't need a director. It's fine.
No, because I wrote fucking notes down.
A good director would do that, too.
You know,
a good director would remember that shit.
No,
a better director would have remembered that shit. A good director would have written down notes.
But you know how they, like, fucking stage you up like cattle?
Yes.
I mean, the three of you know. Justin.
Justin would know. Up, yeah, he would
You would have known.
Just like everything else. But I barely know it, and I'm fucking right.
Every life story.
But, so we were sitting there, and they had the pre-Bloomsday, like, announcement.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about...
Just waiting for the bolt gun.
Yeah, something like that. And they were talking about the plastic balls that people throw around, you know, the beach balls.
Yeah. Those giant things?
Yeah, and they were telling people not to.
Hold on. The way you said those giant things was like you've never seen a giant
ball. No, like
it's
something like a beach ball. The giant ones that go to the concert.
When you said it was like, so you're saying it's a ball full of air?
Can you put a midget in it?
No,
and it wasn't at the beach?
You're like, wait,
really?
So other people see these too? I'm not
Well,
because
there's also the balls where you can roll down the hills
it's
with.
It's a plastic
you can go
sack
inside.
In your breath.
Like,
yeah.
You say giant, so like giant's actually bigger than us. So.
They use the phrase flying plastic orb. I was like, that would be the best band name. that's going to be my next band name.
Hey, we're Flying Plastic Orb. We're here to rock your face. That'd be awesome.
That
would be cool.
I think you were in Fat Judges. Were you at the Rock Coffee gig?
The Rock Coffee gig?
Yeah.
Maybe. Do we have to do another drug reference? Because, God,
I'm tired
of doing it.
Because... We played with this band, and they were called Starting Over, and at the end of their set...
Oh, I remember!
Yeah, we played a song, and then we're starting over! And they played their song.
And it was genius. It was genius.
Oh, I laughed so much
shit, dude.
That's worth that whole fucking arc.
Yeah.
That'd be worth it.
Oh, but then there was another guy, there was an old guy up front, and Tabby's mom, like, nudges us, and, like, he's got a boner. And this guy,
his metal boner,
the mom of all things,
besides his Cialis, must have been fucking working. he fucking turned and his dong's like out here. Start.
Metal boner.
And you're like, your be out. Careful with that thing, dude.
That's literally where that statement came from.
Not an overband instrument.
Oh, he was playing the drums, just tapping it out.
Box over his mic accidentally.
Drum solo of the gods.
Oh, like when Murderface on Metalocalypse.
Like, yeah.
He's got an ice pack
like
on
there.
I
like
when he flips it, you know.
Great episode, too.
Miss that show.
I know, right?
Good show.
I never watched it.
Lame.
You've never watched Metalocalypse?
I watched like a half an episode and I was like, click.
Hold on. Now, before we all start criticizing
hey,
you terribly.
You and your fucking wife are dead.
That's why
I
said, hold on. Explain how you're wrong.
Yeah, I'm like, you have to
ask me.
I'm giving you a good reason why
I want to hear why you go wrong. That's what I need to hear from you.
From one episode.
From one episode.
Yeah, you're going to start sounding like the fucking teacher.
Like, I gave a show a whole season. I did walk a bit of
a whole season.
You never saw Musa Kragish?
No.
Or a Better Metal Snake?
That has no name.
Or a Lost Viking?
No.
Or even Mermaid Murderer?
I'm kind of excited for you to kind of, like, you look like you're going to jump out.
I don't even know, because it's, like, my favorite show. Because
this guy, like, actually likes metal, but doesn't actually like metal.
I'm not that metal. It is the most satirical show in a long time.
We just got him to listen to Mastodon.
Yeah, I just got him to Mastodon.
I hate Mastodon. His vagina stopped.
It took forever.
I want to break this bottle.
See, look at this. I'm going to give it to Justin. This is awesome.
You can't speak ill of
Mastodon. I know why you do it now. It's kind of fun.
See?
It's kind of fun.
You're like, no wonder people murder. I mean, fuck. There's something about
it. It is at the movie.
It does get easier.
I was telling you at the movie. One murder.
Oh, yeah.
I've been Justining one of my customers, like using Justin logic on one of my customers, and I think she's going to drive a stake into my face. She's so irritated with me right now. And I was like, well, I get why Justin does this now.
It's awesome.
But, like, you've crafted your entire life around just driving people
think
up
things.
The
that
fucking
just,
wall.
Like, just happens.
We're aware
he's
that
fucking
it just
Yoda
happened.
Of his justice.
No. Because Yoda did it so you learned something. Justin does it to see how long it takes for you to stroke out.
He's the nigga Yoda?
Sean lasts for like an hour and
Bizarro
a half.
Yoda.
Bizarro Yoda.
Don't you mean
Bizarro?
Oh shit.
Between that and Charlie's Mountain. Or Candy Mountain.
Candy Mountain.
Love you, Charlie.
I want to
go to Candy Mountain, Charlie.
You know, you guys, honestly, all that is to me is there was one time the internet was good and it didn't have
it. Oh, it didn't have like crazy, stupid virals.
Oh, no, it did.
No twerking videos.
Charlie Mountain.
And Candy Mountain is great.
Candy Mountain was like the first viral video.
Yeah, but there was like that, and then like. There was like the frog in the blender thing.
Oh no!
Joe.com.
There was shit like that, or Strong Bad.
Strong
like
Bad.
Star.
It was Joe something.
Joe
Cartoon.
Joe Cartoon. Yeah. And then the internet
turned.
And then the internet went
like
from like all this awesome to like skip this ad in 5 seconds.
I'm going
like,
dark
this is an
Joe
ad?
Cartoon after this.
Right on. I
and
do.
I'm like deeply confused.
I might just do it on the phone right now.
Oh, I love Joe Cartoon. I don't know, like that. I was.
Oh, yeah, he's
what
doing
is,
it.
What
yeah.
is Joe Cartoon?
Oh, he puts like a hamster in a blender.
You get like it's so
just,
you'll see it. And
it's just
it
a little interactive
like,
cartoon.
So like the frog would be in a blender, right? And
yeah.
It goes
like a real frog though.
No, it's like a drawn
it's a
one.
Cartoon.
And, goes, and when you hit
it's called
one,
cartoon for
you know cartoon. You know, with hold on, I got to do this with fictional characters. Fictional.
If you can do them walking.
But so on Joe Cartoon, they had like it would be a frog in a blender, and you hit, and it goes, you don't got the balls, and then you hit one, and it goes,
yeah.
Oh, you're a little pussy, and then it's just a frog spinning, and every time he comes around, he talks shit.
He's kind of a whirlpool.
Yeah, like, and you hit two, and he goes, oh, look, you can push a button, look at me spinning, and hit three, and he goes, oh, we're going now. He's got a pair.
Shit.
Yeah, and he talks shit, and he does like 3 or 4 different waves as he comes around.
Wow, he really updated this.
And by the time you get to like 10, he goes,
like
what is this gonna, zoom! And it kills him, and just blood splats everywhere. And the same thing with the hamster in the microwave.
Yeah, he
and
gets worried like the second to last one. He's like, whoa, I'm fucking
like,
around.
We're good, right? We're good. And he goes, don't do it. Don't hit that last one. Please, just leave it alone. But the hamster, he'll be like, who's your daddy? And he's like glowed radioactive red, and he's like, this is probably bad.
Yes.
And then he blows up. It's so... it was fun. It was the good internet.
Just took me a second. I didn't realize the shirt you were wearing.
What are you guys in? Why are you not sharing?
Seriously. No, Justin is always on Justin.
I'm still hungover from last night.
Hold on.
I gotta give you shit.
And so I'm drinking.
It would be nice to have you two with us today.
That won't work right now. Somebody said that he's gonna moderate his drinking. Yeah. So you were like, I'm gonna moderate my drinking. I'm gonna improve on that. So by being an asshole while taking a sip. Explain.
Hold up, I need to know when to take a sip and be an asshole about.
I'm an asshole.
I am.
Give you the weakest one.
Explain. Explain. I mean, lid.
What do I need to explain?
Nope. Still not black enough.
Why you're an asshole.
I'll get better at it. No, Justin.
You have to explain your moderation. No,
so what Justin does is Justin will go through these waves of alcohol where he'll go from, hold on, I have to.
He'll go from
the character. Hold on, you got a character. You got a new character with it. Ready? Hold on. Hold on.
We are doing a podcast, so hurry the fuck up.
I'm getting on my high horse with that. Hold on. I don't drink that much. I decided that I don't need alcohol, and it's just not something I got to do. Well, I had a couple of beers. It wasn't bad. I mean, I'm watching myself. I'm not spitting as much. Well, I went out. It wasn't me. I just went out, and I wasn't going to let them drink alone. Well,
no one likes drinking alone.
Hold on.
Ruin an impression of yourself.
God. Yeah,
apparently.
While still on high horse, y'all went out and drink. It's like one time in like 3 months. I've been really good about it that I got drunk. I've gotten better at it. I don't see what the problem is. Yeah, I went out 3 times in 1 week and spent $80 each night and got totally obliterated. It's whatever. You know, I think I'm not going to drink that much anymore because it's been bad for my liver and it's just not the type of person I want to be. So I think I'm just going to cut back and not drink for about a month. Repeat cycle. You can rewind the podcast and listen to the whole thing over again.
Where did Chris go?
Oh, seriously.
Chris
is
happening. Oh, no, I'm back. Yeah. Oh, back. Oh, yeah. That's literally, it is a cycle. It
literally goes like this. Put on your white face real quick and
you make the shot.
You're not black either.
I was this close, though. I hit the thing.
The rim?
Yeah.
Showing the white.
What's the thing?
Well, it's not like
I have a reason. I am white Chris. I get to be white. So what are you?
John Stockton, Jeff Hornacek, you know, they're great basketball players.
I'm not one of those guys.
But John Stockton's a way douche.
He still can make a shot. Tony Kukoc.
5'10", 400 pounds.
They just sound like average white people's.
Paul Gasol is like 6'8".
So all white people
average.
Are that.
That's average
tall.
White people.
Right? Yeah, that's average white people.
You're light and you're like 5'8".
6'4". Yeah, 6'4", 200 pounds, all muscle.
In Funhouse Mary, yes.
Don't know how to
in podcast land, it can happen.
Yeah, in podcast land, we can be whatever we want. Except for you. You
will always be Justin.
You will always be Justin.
You're transparent. On the internet.
Just our face.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm 6'4".
Yeah. I'm 6'4", blonde hair. Huge beard.
Man beard.
Yeah, Viking-ish.
Just yeah. All build. You just walk around in a toga, because who's going to stop you? No one. That's
toga.
Who. Yeah. Toga. Speaking of which, y'all need to watch The Mighty Johnsons on Netflix.
The Mighty Johnsons?
It sounds fucking weird, what? I know. It's a New Zealand show. It's got 3 seasons about these 5 brothers who are basically the reincarnations of Norse gods. Is the basic plot of the show.
Awesome.
Now, what makes it great is that on their 21st birthday, they all get to end up becoming, like, their older brother will be like, hey, we all go out to the field. They have stones from Asgard. They line them in a circle. And then the youngest brother for his 21st birthday goes up, holds up their awesome Celtic sword, gets smoted. And then their grandpa, who's their cousin, but he doesn't age because he's like the god of youth. So every day, he
like
ages
Hunter?
Slower. No. Not at all. No. But
Love
he Charles ages.
A good movie.
But like the guy ages slowly because he's like one of the Norse gods who's like the god of life. So he's like 97, looks 28. And the youngest kid.
Reality show?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
So but it's a really funny show.
I didn't sound it at first, though.
So. Yeah, because that happens all the time in New Zealand. I hate you seen so a preview hard. For
this, though.
I don't know. This is why we don't have things.
Big claymation motion.
I'm just clarifying things. Just clarifying things. No, but
it's a good show to watch. It's a show that, with
radio.
All of us, it's not
podcast radio shit.
You're verifying shit. You're a shit person. I hate you.
Yes, I need the HTTP address, please. Can you include the www.
Yeah, I need to know that it has a www. Is there anything else?
.com or .gov
or
no, that's
yeah.
That's a legitimate concern now because you can have .pizza.
Yeah,
you can have
I wouldn't
.wow
be the guy
when
they sat there
now.
Going, "We ran out of comms. What are we gonna do?" I don't know. .dot fuck it.
You can have a .dot everything thing. Now.
Yeah, the internet will never go away.
It's the bat laugh.
I want to buy
.dot
everything.
Yes.
No I want .dot everything.
Yeah. What a dot dot.
Then you obviously haven't spent enough time on
dot,
the
dot.
Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, going back to Justin's drinking. When we lived together, he would give me rides to work, and it's the middle of fucking winter.
Oh, no.
That's why he was giving me rides. My car was buried in the snow. It was that really bad winter.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd give me rides out to the airport, and we get out one day, and there's vomit all the way down his driver's side.
Oh, all the way.
Like, yeah, from the driver's side. To the tail,
frozen vomit.
Vomit. And he's like, I don't remember the last
one. He'll go from that to, I don't need to drink anymore. Alcohol's whatever.
Then, that's when I was visiting
within
him.
Within a week.
That's when I was visiting him at work all the time. And me and his boss gave him such a ration of shit.
And I was running late that day. So I had to go to work. I didn't have time to clean it off.
Frozen
I had to go
shit.
To work.
Because I had to go in there in the morning.
So,
like,
so you're like, you know what? I'm going to have imaginary best friend and his name's Vomit. Like, seriously? Like, what the?
Hello, Vomit.
Did you think it was going to be easier to, like, clean up frozen vomits? Just, like, chip it off? You're like,
no, I don't remember doing it, so.
Well, obviously, when you get in, you're like, oh, look, there's fucking vomit. Like, oh, it's Justin. I'm sorry.
It's Justin. And then that next morning, it was a, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, okay.
I had to get him up and like, Justin, are you giving me a ride to work today? Because we're running late. Yeah, I'll be out in a minute.
I would wake up. Sometimes he would wake me up. And I'm not really a big fan of people waking me up too much. I'm very aware.
Oh, man. Chris shaked his head. Oh.
I would see, as they would pull pranks on me trying to come into my room. When we lived together.
Not trying, we succeeded.
Yeah, we succeeded.
Out of eight, maybe two. The rest I'm wide awake, laying in my bed waiting for you guys. You're about as quiet as a fucking bowl.
I do believe that does
terrible.
Qualify as successful.
Yeah, but, successful.
Don't. Don't. But with Justin, when you wake Justin up, you open his door and from a distance you go, hey, you awake? Because he'll sit up and he is a swinger, stabber, puncher.
Does the fucking
headbutt. Wolverine.
Chick snick move.
He
does berserker dance, dude.
Yeah,
I'm awake.
Buster made you wake up and he goes, Kali Ma, and rips your heart out of your chest. And it's like, God. Don't wake me up, dude. Put it back and go to sleep. You open the door and go, you awake?
No, I'm better
I'm
now.
A,
I used
wear
to
your protective
way.
Gear.
Yeah, guys, the story of us waking you up all the time to drive us to work.
Whose turn is it to wake Jason up?
Yeah, pretty much. Fuck. Wow.
What happens?
No, that doesn't happen. Don't wake up, Island.
There should be a fucking
Ron
billboard.
Does.
There
like
should be a billboard of Justin's face. It just happens.
Yeah.
It should be a bumper sticker.
Instead of Nike, just do it. That's a ruined billboard sign. It just happens.
Let's start a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Or our new personal favorite. It was one time.
Yeah.
That would be a great billboard.
I don't think we could raise enough for a billboard, but a bench seat we probably could.
We could.
$75.
Yeah, I know, because we were going to do it for Troy's birthday. The other day...
He literally just, like, he popped out chubby.
That's what we're going to do.
No, because we had a
because
whole plan.
Troy hated us. We call him Paragraphs, because he'd never speak, ever.
He tried stabbing me, like, a couple times.
Yeah, a couple times.
don't act fucking shocked. He did the Justin that used to be to Troy all
every
the
day.
Justin, you have to say more than a paragraph.
Just Just because.
So he would throw bad 80s music on and then try to serenade Troy and go, this is our jam, Troy.
Breaking the Chains is the best song.
Yeah. And he would do it regularly, and Troy is a really quiet guy, and he'd just go,
is he still with us? Like, is he still with us?
Yeah,
like,
Troy still lives. He lives. Yeah, he's part of the world.
I would kill myself before.
He's a little older than us. And so it was his birthday, and we're like, and he hated his birthday.
Yeah.
And somehow I got pictures of him as a kid.
Yeah, we got, well, that was Tara.
Fucking,
we got him from Tara, and we were going to
make somehow. Somehow.
No, we got him from his girlfriend. And there was a bus bench right across the street, and he rode the bus to work.
Yeah,
and so we were going to rent that bench and put "Happy Birthday, Troy" because the little boy pictures on there.
That would have been epic.
He would have come back from the fucking bus and stabbed all of us for reals.
It'd have been okay,
realsies.
Troy was the type of guy who would have done that, and it isn't like the "I'm gonna fucking kill you, Justin" that I like to give him.
Yeah.
No, Troy would have done it and been like, "Look what you made me do." Cleaned the knife, went back to work.
Wiping on his shirt.
Like Ken.
Yeah.
Troy got pulled over and his car searched, and he had pot in the car, like a medical pot. And he was getting arrested, and he had on his shirt, "Bad cop, no donuts."
Yep.
What's the luck? Seriously, like, that would suck so much.
Oh, yeah, that'd be terrible.
I want to see Troy's fucking mugshot.
Of him just like, fuck this.
You take a gamble buying a shirt like that.
Yeah, you do. Like, yeah.
Just the cop goes, that shirt.
You know the cop is like, "Oh, that's a really fucking funny shirt," knowing you say anything and it's your ass, and you're like, "Yeah, like any response."
I have really good luck with cops.
I don't know where this shirt came from, officer.
Yeah,
because they believe you're bullshit.
That's what he goes. This isn't my shirt. This is my girlfriend's shirt.
He was saying,
"I'm just wearing it for a friend."
I've been let go with like open beer.
You were
in my car,
pulling me over. I grabbed the nearest thing.
I was naked. No ticket, no nothing.
Or that trooper didn't fucking arrest us all right then and there.
Or either one, they let me drive home with my car after they put me in handcuffs. I'm like, oh.
Or Justin was
racing
around.
We almost got shot, and we didn't. And the white guy got in trouble, so I will
also
give Justin the
tell
credit.
Tell him about Joe Alvey.
Oh, okay,
with the
so
push-ups.
My brother is the last day of high school, my brother and stuff, and we were joyriding my Subaru, Joe Alvey. Like, I did one lap, that's what saves me in this.
Which we would do that all the fucking time.
And my Subaru was pretty
It was
shit.
So much fun.
It was driving. Fun. And so we're out there rallying
second
and stuff.
Only to the main
and so I made the first lap, make sure there's no one out there. I didn't see him, no cop, nothing. And came back around going like 80, 90 or something, just,
okay.
Just tearing it up and going.
And you know the parking lot is always just dirt. And
So I made it, as I'm coming around like the third lap, more or less, I see a bike cop just coming down from the hill, just nice and slow.
Okay.
And I'm like, fuck.
Now, did you realize this when you were like doing like 80 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're just like, oh, I need to pay attention. Oh, there's a cop. Oh, fuck. And then,
yeah
okay.
So like, I'm fucked. So he just like flips on his lights and
you
he's like,
you know he's coming for
you.
Right?
Yeah.
He sees your fucking shenanigans and shit.
Yeah. That's cool. He may as well have a couple apps and stuff. And then all of a sudden, like, he comes up to the car and stops us and all that. And he's like, license and registration, nine bullshit. And all
I know
that.
It was in the car this time.
Yeah, no, like, yeah, because the car wasn't actually in my name. It was in my grandpa's name. Because I was like 19.
Why something. Does that not surprise me?
There's got to be something, right? There has
it's
to be.
It's my grandpa's title. It's
no,
good.
This is when we lived together. You were probably like.
Well, oh, I was like 21
yeah, you were
or
probably
something.
Like 22 ish.
We had the apartment when that happened.
Yeah.
I thought
it
was after the apartment.
Yeah,
we were like 22, 21 or something.
Yeah.
Because my brother was just 17 or something. I think,
makes you feel old.
Yeah.
So, okay, so they pulled you over.
All right, so they pulled us over. Yeah, you like realize that it's not
every
in my
week,
name.
We're just
going
to have to have a story
and he's like
Justin talked to the police.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. Well, he's like, does your grandpa know what you're doing to his car? I'm like, no. He's like, you should call him and let him know.
Now, see, this guy knows Justin.
Right.
Because, like,
right.
One, you can give him a ticket and be like, whatever. You know,
right.
Just do the knock.
And he would go, it was one time.
That's how we get to Justin, his fucking family.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's
like,
pretty much what it is.
So
yeah.
I call him up. This is like when I had the brick Nokia phone and everything.
Yeah. No, you throw it and you knock someone out and you're like, hey, look, it's still usable.
Yeah.
You know?
It comes back.
You're like,
yeah, it's a
guy. You're like, four bars. Let me get this. Guy just bludgeoned a man.
It's okay. It's still good.
So he makes you call your grandpa.
Yeah, so he gets on, I call my grandpa and I inform him in front of the cop.
Thusly.
And then the cop's like, let me talk to him.
Oh, the finger twitch.
Yeah.
Give it.
So, like, I hand him the phone and then he walks away. I don't know what they talk about.
Oh, no.
And
tight fucking butthole, man. Holy shit.
Yeah. And he's like, was it you,
Lance, and Carlos?
Me, Lance, Carlos, and our cousin Willie.
Oh, fucking Willie.
Oh, Lance, Carlos.
Yeah.
Willie's a special character.
Yes. But for this moment, he was very good. He was very nice. So he hands me the phone back, and he's like, I'll see you when you get home. And that's all he says, and hangs up. Okay, cool. And the cop comes to my window. He's like,
mind you, he's not living with Norm right now. He's living at my house. or our house.
Yeah.
He's paying rent.
Yeah. And he's like, well, we have a couple options here we can do. Well, your grandpa is a pretty nice guy, and he's pretty reasonable and understands the situation. I can either give you a ticket for reckless driving, then go on your record, bump your insurance, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and it's going to be like $400, $500 or something.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I've had one previous reckless driving.
Oh, so this is why it's going to raise.
Oh, yeah.
And his
the first one is because of Chris. Fully 100% because of Chris.
Stop.
And that's a different story.
Stop. He's telling a story right now.
So
you did to him, he can do it to you, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and he's like, that's option A. Option B is you guys can do the equivalent amount of money that I'm giving you in tickets in push-ups.
It was like a $150 ticket.
Yeah.
So you did 150 fucking push-ups?
No, shared it.
No, so me, all four of us get out of the car. We start doing push-ups. It was like, me and my brother, it's like, let's just tag out. Like, we let Carlos and Willie go first.
Okay.
We just kind of stand there. Like,
of course you do.
Cop's not going to let you fucking pull that shit.
For like, good couple minutes. Like, we let them get like to like 70, 80 or something.
Because Carlos would, too. Carlos
he was super
I don't want to get fucking arrested, man. Oh, my God. I'm in so much trouble.
Does he fucking sound like Macho Man Randy Savage?
That's how Carlos sounds.
That's fantastic.
It's crazy.
He really does.
He does.
Awesome.
I love the guy to death.
That's
oh, my
great.
God. That's the same one that he made cry.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
The one he threatened to beat his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same one that puked at the concert, too, though.
Yeah, he's the one that puked. He's the one where Lance came over and they threw up at the concert.
Yeah.
I think Carlos, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's
all in the family.
Carlos.
He's all in the
fucking
family.
Yeah. I know Lance.
Sure,
I just couldn't remember.
Mexi Jeff.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Yeah, I remember Mexi Jeff. Yeah, I got that.
I've been banging upstairs.
They're putting the little...
Chicken boobs.
No. They're putting their little claspy button thingies for the baby's outfits on the clothes. And they gotta, yeah.
Pants.
But yeah, so we let my cousin Willie and Carlos do probably good 90% of the push-ups, and me and my brother just kind of finished the rest.
Because probably that's all you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they came home, and they're like, we got a fucking story.
And then no ticket, nothing.
Nothing. Just
let go.
Just a little stronger just after that.
Yep.
A little weaker.
Yeah, I'm pretty weak.
For the fucking record, it was not my fault. It was not my fault.
I didn't have much longer.
Kid.
He was drinking that beer for so goddamn long.
Every fucking time he said, it's my fault, Chris' fucking fault. Chris, you're dissed.
I got put in there.
I just want to see
once
I saved Chris let somebody go. I just want to see Chris letting go
shot
once.
And arrested and marred by my K-9. You know.
Chris?
Why isn't it your fault? You be quiet.
Tell it from the beginning.
I'll tell the whole story.
Explain why everyone's wrong.
So, no, he's just fucking wrong.
No.
I believe him.
No.
So I'm going to be wrong with
right
him.
Right now, I'm in Justin's camp.
I will fucking get it. So, for whatever reason, we were 20 years still
we
living at Corona.
This?
Yeah, we were like 18, 20.
18, 19.
18,
19. I was like, where are
they
from
18? We were both on Nora, or you were on Nora, and I was on. We were just about to move.
Yeah, we were on Nora.
Yeah, so we were still on Nora. So this is 18, 19, okay?
That was right before you.
Yeah, so
we were young. Deer runs, yeah.
And while we had a Monday, we both worked at the Spag. And because of this incident, the tradition of you don't do shit on the Monday you don't get paid. Wasn't still
was yeah
because
was,
we got the way they paid us at the Spag is like even though payday was Friday you got paid Monday, which is
that's
weird.
We got
weird. You got paid
they gave
on
us
Monday.
Our checks Sunday nights.
Yeah, and we would get we so we'd have it for Monday. It was weird. Whatever.
That's weird. Yeah.
So.
Quinn DeWong.
Fucking DeWong.
Signed my paycheck.
So, one Monday, the first Monday, we decide to go and do whatever,
okay.
But with no money. We had some cash, but not a lot. Our plans. Were to go see a movie, go do normal young adult or late teenager dumb shit.
Yeah, no shenanigans.
For whatever fucking reason, everything that could go wrong that day did.
Yeah, it's like Murphy's Law.
Yeah, it was like, no, it was like crap at my place, crap at his place. We had to do stuff with the van. We had to go and run 1,001 errands. We were just not in a mood. And it was like, fuck the day. So we go to get our checks. They were late. We weren't able to get them.
Yeah.
We were like, this is fucking stupid. We were not in a mood.
We had a big cell phone or something.
Yeah, and we had to pay our phone bill. And it was, we were just not in a mood.
And we tried renting movies.
Yeah, and the movie we all the movies we wanted to get, gone. You know, first world problems. It was basically a first world problem day. Rent. Yeah.
Back when renting movies was
a thing. It was a thing. Yeah.
Clint still rents movies.
Every first world problem you could think of in one day.
Fact number 81. Yeah. Clint still rents the movies.
But every first world problem you could do.
I would love like random Clint facts throughout the show.
Yeah, there you go.
What is that for? I thought he was supposed to come over.
Yeah, I thought he was here.
He was off doing Clint stuff.
He wasn't
on
drugs.
He's probably returning some videotapes.
Yeah. He's rewinding all his VHSs before he turns them in.
And that fucking rewinding
up kind of car. Yeah. So.
Sweetheart,
So we're up on. What was it? Garland. We're over on Garland. The 7-Eleven and the Garland's across the street.
Okay.
Guys are looking for a DVD rewinder? I'm your man.
Seriously.
There's no movies at Garland playing.
There was nothing.
And we were like, this is a first world problem day. Prior to the first world problem is the thing, but we're like, this is a fucking day. Meh, meh, meh. Just not in the fucking mood.
Yeah.
We go to 7-Eleven. We say, fuck it. We end up renting some movie. We were like, fuck it. I remember what it was.
Did you guys even get slushies? Because like,
slushies always got we got slushies. We got a blue and I got a red. We got the biggest ones that
you guys didn't get pina colada?
No. So we leave 7-Eleven. We leave the 7-Eleven that was there, and we're going home. We're in Justin's minivan. Now the van, as it is aptly called, the van.
I miss that tank.
This van made the A-Team van look like Mr. Rogers' fucking trolley. Sweet. This van could go through hell and high water and come out ticking like a beast.
And it
stories. We put that van through hell.
That's
it was
the one
like
that had like 18 people in, you know.
Drug running, explosions, gunshots,
vandalism,
crossing lines, bringing people in.
Yeah, no, this is a band.
And it ran over a few fences, maybe.
Yeah, this band went
jackass thing.
Yeah,
an entrance sign.
Yeah, this band went through hell. So we're in Justin's van, and we're coming down.
We're pulling out of the parking.
No, we're coming back down to go down to Justin's house, and as we're going, we're on Garland, and I'm. Being me, and I'm like, man, not to be that guy, but you totally drive like your grandma. And he's driving the speed limit. But it was merely just a friend.
No, man.
We're so
you
agitated.
Had one of those days.
No, but we're trying to like make fun of the day because after a point, you just have to laugh at the day.
Yeah, yeah.
So at that point, I go, man, you drive like a grandma, and it was just a mental. So Justin's response being
is how Justin takes it, making it your fault.
You know this.
This is where it becomes my fault. Justin goes, really? And I go, and I was like, yeah, dude. I was like, you could go like a little faster. So we're sitting there.
Now, see that? Okay, first of all, whoa. Now, to make fun of something? No, Chris, this is to make fun of something, man. You say something, and then you're like, okay, then I'll completely forget it just to make haha like fun. But you're just like, oh, you drive really fucking slow. So you can drive
faster. No, it was literally this.
That was another dig.
No, I take my sip and I go, you drive like a grandma.
You can end this fucking story right now, and I'm like, Justin.
I go, sip. And I take a sip, and he's like, really? And I go, yep, sip. So as we're going down the hill, Justin goes from zero to fast to faster to faster to faster. And then as we are accelerating, some would call it speeding, breaking the law.
Now, did you incur the speeding?
I did not. I sat there quietly because now he's trying to play.
That's still encouraging because one, you're like, oh, slow the fuck down.
No,
you know
I didn't know you needed to play. No, no, I didn't think he was going to do it.
Silence brought it on.
This is the mental chicken game of if I say something, I'm the bitch because he goes, oh, what is that too fast for you?
Yeah.
If I don't say anything,
but is that not encouragement anyway?
No,
that's encouragement.
But it's Justin. I can't say nothing. If now at this point, I'm like, fuck, if I say anything, whether it's, well, go faster, he's going to go, oh, it's your fault. If I don't say anything, And I go, Justin, you need to slow down. He's going to go, oh, what? You couldn't handle me going faster like your old fucking grandma?
Really worked yourself into a
like, I really did. I fucked myself in this situation. But the best part is...
It's his fault.
As we're going down, in the lane next to us, there's a pickup truck with a young gentleman and this lady. Now, let's be real. In any car you have...
Okay.
Do you lose to a motherfucker in a minivan? For any reason. A punk teenagers in a minivan, are you going to lose against them? Let's be real. You're not. No. Like, as even as not grown men as we are.
And this was an older minivan, yeah. Not like the cool fucking race car
no.
minivan.
No, at the time, it was like only a couple years old.
So
it was like 5, 6 years old.
So we're hitting like, at the point, I keep looking over the speedometer, and I look at it, and then I look at him, and I look at the truck, and I'm like, and this is where... The teenager in us totally overrides any practical, this could end poorly for us. And we look at the guy looks at us, his girl's looking, and we all are like,
don't be a bitch,
Jimmy. Yep. And the guy totally had to look, and he's like, I gotta get punked by the fucking teenagers. And I look at Justin, and this is where, no matter what I said, Justin was gonna continue. This was the break point where anything I said wouldn't have changed it. And it was like...
It would never get to that
point. No. So we could go faster. So now, the guy starts speeding up, and I look at Justin, and I'm like, and so he speeds up. And then Justin goes, you happy now?
No, going fast. No.
Because we're speeding.
Because we're about 80 going like through the curb on Garland Hill.
80?
Yes.
In a fucking van?
Yes.
I was faster than that, too.
That is not as high as we hit, mind you.
We maxed it out like 120.
He floors his van. We are going as fast as both of these vehicles will let us go. And he then goes, am I going fast enough for you? And then my only see, I wait until he says something and I
like
go,
he's your crazy ex, dude.
Yeah. And I go, and the only response I can do is, I was like, I'm fine until the cop shows up. Being that guy. Because, so what happens, Grand Theft Auto 3 style Spawn, boom, cop car dropped up that fucking there.
You got 5 stars flashing.
That's a 3-star fence. It's pretty serious, but not.
So, cop car spawns out of thin air.
Yeah.
Right? We are fucking hauling balls. We are flying. And we are going up like, yeah, we're going quick. And we see the car. Now, the Black and Bewitch, for the record,
including this part,
for the record, in recent events over the last couple of years, this black part of me technically justified as of recent events. In the
news. But you would have actually
if I never got today, we would have been shot. But
or you this is the your thing. Spine severed.
Oh, my spine severed. And then go, and then the cop go, he severed his own spine. Can't.
Yeah, it was a bolt.
I digress.
Yeah.
Yeah. So while we're flying down the hill and we see the cop coming the other direction, he takes his foot off the gas, of course, slowly eases on the brake. The guy in the truck, for the record though, so everyone knows, we fucking won. We made it to the bottom of the hill first. For the record.
In this imaginary finish line, we made it to the
finish. This dude.
Oh, the one we chose to make.
We won. It was first to see the cop win. Front. Yeah, once we're in the front, we were like, cop. And the dude keeps going. Cop lights. Woo! Ready to go.
You hear.
Woo! He goes, your boys want to go to Mexico? And he flipped fucking fishtails.
That was his line?
No, you heard it. Like, he hits the brake so hard and flips.
So bad
as they can drive. This dude's like 80 years old. Like, the cop, mind you. And he fucking fishtails this thing just...
He's like, I'm waiting for this
cop.
Yeah.
Before the cop actually turned around...
It was one day from retirement.
He was like, yes! I get he fucking flips a bitch.
But
comes
before he even turned around,
no.
You wanted...
And before he's even turned, I'm like, take a right. Because Black in me is like, it's Spokane PD. I'm not allergic to, like, not dying. Like, I'll die and bullets kill and I'm black. And he's not white, so, well...
Bullets are my kryptonite.
Yeah, we know what happens when Spokane PD gets around anything that they will... Anything at this point. Anything that is not a particular shade or of an age group, accidents are prone. Basically, the two of you are safe. You could murder someone and the cop would be like...
Me? What's wrong with me?
You're black.
Yeah, you're
no,
black.
You no. They would
well,
choke
like
you out. No, they would choke you out and then they would be like, I have asthma, I can't breathe. And then they would kill you.
Why,
you're big.
Why are they wearing...
Because you're big.
Oh, because I'm big. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's
it's Spokane PD. I mean, I don't even
like
that.
I'm like... What, like, why are these two whiter than me?
Why we subbed out?
I'm more German than anybody in this room.
Why do they get to be part of the area?
We're all fucking
Germans.
We
does have a beard.
We're white bread trash.
So, Aww. I'm telling Justin to take a right. I'm like, dude, take a right. He goes, no, we're already in trouble. I don't want to make it worse. I'm like, all right, I'll trust you.
I'm the smart one in this. And
I was like, I will trust you. And I shut up, and we were totally nervous. And we
told Justin, I trust you.
Sometimes you got
no. This was the one.
You don't have any other options.
Yeah, I have no options.
You were in a fucking 110 mile an hour van,
and there's no
tucking. I trust you.
When you're out of fear, no, crank to 11.
At the end, you can trust me. Yeah,
no,
in a situation crank to 11, so, trust Justin.
That's where Justin's in his
own life.
You need to just stop doing
when
what you're doing.
Situation hits 11, Justin.
Because everyone else freezes, and I know how to react to
you. He will react at 11 situation, and you're golden. It is. It is.
So that's why you keep him around.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So
that's why,
in case emergency,
if apocalypse happens, he will always be on my team when the end of the world happens because of it. He's the guy. So as we slow down,
April overloads.
All hail.
So as we pull up to where there's the coffee shop's still there too, but we're coming down. There's a coffee shop on the right. There's an old lady at the stoplight. It's that first one at the bottom of that hill, right? There's that first stoplight. She's sitting there, and she's just waiting out of her old lady business. We only know this is an old lady in a moment, but as we're slowing down, there's a car. The truck pulls in front of us because he wants to win. He is still so dead set on winning that he pulls in front of us.
Fucking rednecks can't let minorities beat him in a race.
So he pulls in front of us. It's all three of us, and the two of us, there's the old lady in the car, his truck in the van. Breaking hard. Stop. Yeah. Cop car totally crosses in front of where the old lady's at. He bolts,
like,
stops at like an angle.
Skids and
slides. Dude,
right
comes
right.
out, gun fucking drawn.
Whoa.
Fucking hands out the window.
And like you said,
80.
This is when Justin's in his element.
He is. And
he
Justin
fucking
goes,
runs.
No, Justin goes, keys, dash. Hands are out the fucking window. And we sit there. 9-year-old fucking lady. What's going on, officer? The girlfriend in the car, hands out the window. Guy in the car, fuck you! So you know where this is going. So we sit there.
How is that fucking?
So this dude, this cop is ready to fucking kill some motherfucker.
He's mad because he lost.
This dude is full ready to fucking go.
To a van. Yeah.
Right? But so we're sitting there like this. God. Cops come up out of nowhere again, Grand Theft Auto style spawn. Bloop, 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 bloop,
we all stop.
Like, the guy just sat there and go, map on cars, and there's just tons of cops all around us.
That never fucking happened.
We have canine units.
There's two on the curb. They were ready for us. Like, these guys, like,
at that light,
fucking
SWAT team. Jail, shit. So.
Yeah.
And then, like, the.
And so they pulled Justin out. And they handcuff him and put him on the curb. They pull the gentleman out.
Were they nice?
Hold on. This is where it gets great. This is the most beautiful story of all time. All
right, cool.
Justin gets handcuffed. He's on the curb right outside my window. Okay?
What does he say? What does he fucking say?
So, just
did
so you know,
get his Miranda rights yet?
The best part of this whole thing, prior to all of this, the reason what made this the most irritating experience ever for the day was that not a single fucking person the day before wished him a happy birthday except for me. Not one person.
I wasn't hanging out with these guys a whole bunch before.
Yeah, but no one. Yeah, there wasn't like a from a family. There was nothing. And so I was wanting to have the money so we could go and do something for his birthday.
Buddy.
And we were frustrated by
it.
Okay. So like that was like the root of this whole experience. The reason why this that is an important part of this story. While Justin's sitting there, the gentleman is also on the curb. Only Justin's sitting handcuffed, politely waiting there while I'm with my Slurpee in the car going like, this is really fucking happening. If I get my last thing, it's going to be a Slurpee. And Justin's just sitting there like, fuck.
Yeah.
And the cop is being totally cool.
Okay.
The other guy is face down in the grass.
Oh, no, I'm sitting on a passenger side of the cop car.
Okay, you're in the cop car.
He's running
because
he has all my information.
Yeah, and the other guy won't. Other guy's not being compliant. The guy
because
the
he just
being
told
compliant.
Me to fuck you.
Yeah, like, and he's being a dick the whole time. Old lady, basically about to die from a heart attack.
Poor
for kid. Obvious reasons.
Yeah. You guys are trying to kill old people. Then.
So I asked the cop. So they let Justin... God, yeah, dude. Killing children.
We're past
so,
that.
So we have...
Focus on one story at a time, guys.
So they let Justin out of the back of the cop car. He's being calm. He has no priors. They put him on the curb.
Okay.
At this point, how he has no priors in life is beyond me, and I don't know.
That should have been a good sign, because it's like, Justin, no priors, sitting on a curb.
And not on division anymore?
Yeah. So, he's on the curb, and I'm sitting there with my Slurpee.
You're fucking proud of his shit. That's great.
and I take it, and I go, hey, do you mind if I sit with my friend on the curb? And the cop's like, no, it's cool. So I get out of the car, and I sit down with him, and the cop's going over Justin's information. He goes, hey, yesterday was your birthday. And he's like, yeah. And he goes, happy birthday.
And it was all the friends.
Okay,
what time was
this?
Like,
was it like
11?
9,
9, 9,
11.
And I start dying. I couldn't help but laugh. Yeah. There's no way. And he's like, is everything all right? And I'm like, I was like, myself, his grandma, and now you, the guy who put him in handcuffs and is talking to
nice
him.
You're the
only other person who wished him a happy birthday. The cop was like, damn, dude. And you're like, right? That's it. Yeah. And he's like, fuck, that sucks. It's like, for real. Like, even the cop got it. The cop's like, I fucking get it.
Yeah.
So he's handcuffed, and I go, you want some of my Slurpee? So he's handcuffed, and he goes, sure.
Yeah. He's doing no hands, just that.
By the way, that's one of the most famous lines of our friendship. But it comes up a lot. You want some of my Slurpee?
So while we're sitting there, and we're just, I'm like, this really happened, and he goes, and it straight up he goes, yep, told you not to run. Look at those dogs, and those dogs from the back of the other car, and they're like, why didn't you run? You should have ran. I wanted to play. And it was like, I don't want to. And you watch the
my
other
grandfather team. Was in Alabama.
He was there. You want to meet my grandpa? No, I do not want to meet your grandpa. And while we were being 100% compliant, totally chill, not a problem. The other dude is like, I wasn't doing shit. I'm doing shit. Fuck you. Fuck police. Insert generic statement of redneck disagrees towards authority.
Was he rednecky like, or was he
white? He was like white beater, blue jeans, rednecky.
Oh, wow. Was he like, hey, yo? And
No. He was totally like that. I'm from Spokane.
I was going to say, more Hilliard
ish. Yeah, Hilliard ish.
I'm an expert here. So you can smell your own nose.
So the dude's being a total dick to the cops. Now, the more he's being a dick, the better it makes us look, right?
Yeah.
So we just sit there, and the cop that's with us, he's like, hold on, I gotta go deal with this. So they go over, they drop the guy, and they're like, sir, you need to be compliant! Just pay him, and it's like, at that point, I'd be like, right away, NASA? What's the fucking pancakes? Like, they drop this dude from being like, I'm gonna be mouthy. So the girlfriend is just sitting in the passenger seat, just like, just embarrassed as shit.
Yeah.
And you could tell she was like, don't race him, don't race him. And she did that, I fucking told you. She had that look, like,
we
I fucking told you. Yeah, like, we were the.
That's probably
if their relationship is not together, it is because of us, of this moment. Like, this was that motivation for her.
You may have saved the world from a horrible child.
We could have. Yeah, and so the girl's in the car, or in the passenger seat of the truck, just obviously irritated. And she's like, could you just shut the fuck up and let them do their job? Like, everyone is like, dude, for real, you're ruining this for everyone.
Exacerbated.
All around the situation, but he was doing so bad.
I mean,
yeah, and we were just sitting there like, and I'm sitting there, and I'm drinking my Slurpee and Justin's handcuffed. And it's like, just don't say nothing.
Oh, we have an audience across the street.
We have an audience, yeah. Adam Thielen's cousin and his best friend are across the street.
Yeah, over a Mansfield, didn't he?
Yep, screaming, Chris, Jesse, what happened? We'll tell you when we're done. Yelling.
Prior for our senior trip.
Seeing them, yeah.
Seeing them. So that's how we know him.
So we're yelling and we're like, we'll tell you when we're done with this. Yelling across the street whilst the cops are dealing with everything. Yeah. They unhandcuff him. They're like, we have to give you a ticket, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You guys can go along your way. The other dude, back of the cop car. He is being so douchey.
Yeah.
It made us look so good. They were like, carry on with your evening, sirs. Wow. We get in. There's a cop car in front of us now. Like, they had separated the vehicles with distance.
Yeah, I'm like
cop
boxed
car,
in.
Right, we're boxed in. Justin, I have my Slurpee sitting on the dash. We're sitting there for a moment, and Justin just wants to leave. And we're going to go over to talk to Adam's cousin.
Yeah.
And he just wants to leave. We're 1,000% rightfully so. But instead of saying anything, like, I'm putting my seatbelt on. He's getting his on.
No.
He goes to hit. He thought he had
reverse. I thought it was in drive.
That's what it was. He thought it was in drive because they had moved the truck and stuff. And he goes and he puts his foot on the gas. And we this fucking close to hitting the cop car behind us. My Slurpee. Boom. All over both of us. And I look at him and I'm like, that's how we're going to end the night, dude. And all you can do is laugh. And I go home and came out and it was like, I was like, I don't even care. And he's like, did I hit the cop car? I was like, nope. And the cop was the cool cop. And he's like, don't hit the car. And even though it was like breaking the law, so we're like, we're going to go right there. And he's like, you guys are good. So it's like, we go, we take the left through like four lanes of not traffic.
Yeah.
Pull over, we talk to them, get home. Carol's like, I was on the scanner, because his grandma listened to the police scanner all the time. She goes, I was listening to the scanner.
Disappointment look. Yeah.
You just gave the look
of, I'm just like,
really? Right? Because how could it go the other way? So we pull up, and we get in, and she's like, I thought, are you guys okay? Yeah. Well, there was a red van on the scanner, and I wanted to make sure you guys were okay, because you had the van. We're like, no, we're cool. Yeah. We're good. And we go upstairs, and he's like, I got to tell her, dude. And I was like, all right, good luck. And he goes down, tells her, comes up. She's just really disappointed. That's all. That's all it was. Just disappointed.
She never knew about like my car being impounded, though.
Yeah.
I still have to say that I feel like you were the instigator in this.
I never said I was the instigator. All right. But the whole situation is not my
fault. Now that we have the story.
And that is the whole story.
The case is presented. You've got three jurors. Whose fault was it?
I'm going with Chris.
Robert?
The redneck in the fucking car.
No. I will take that. No, that's a new one. I will even take that.
He's not here to defend himself. I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, that, like, that ever
stopped. He wasn't on trial here.
Yeah.
Between these two, who was it? Chris, knowing what Justin would do.
No, this is the beginning of that, Justin.
Hinting that.
This is the beginning
Justin
of that version of Justin.
Everyone, because I don't know, maybe it's the ring of his keys when he put it in his pocket and threw his hands out the window. That fucking redneck was like, he was all fucking pissed. Made your whole night. I have to go with you, man. I'm sorry, Chris. Fuck. Sorry.
You're like, oh, you're trying to grab that. Our vote counts anymore because the majority's in
favor. Doesn't even.
It's you.
I hate you so much.
Unanimous decision.
No.
Unanimous decision by your peers.
That is sorry. So no one's going to be like, oh, Justin should be accountable for his own actions as an adult.
You guys were having a bad day.
No, and you set him off. No, I'm
You
no,
deliberately, no, with two dicks. Two. Not no, one.
And then you started
dicks.
Making it worse, and I had to prevent
no,
that.
No. No. Accountable for his own actions.
Before you fuck your own case up.
You're aware of what this will do from any further argument. It's never going to be his fault.
I will never bring up the past like that.
Oh, no, but he's not wrong. He's right.
No, I'm not saying I'm wrong in this situation.
Wait,
for driving.
Yeah. The question was not
instigated.
Can he be held accountable for his own actions? That was not the question.
When it never got to that point,
it was whose fault was it?
It was not my fault.
It was his fault until you guys got pulled over. Does that make sense?
I didn't do anything when we got pulled over. He prevented me from running.
I wanted to drive.
He prevented you guys getting arrested.
Yeah.
Ooh, he prevented me from running.
In a series of dumb action.
That dog was coming up on your ass.
It was 100% friendship. Yeah. When he says, don't run, trust me. It was 100% friendship trust. It was 100% friendship trust. Not predicated on a real friendship. But on the fact that I know at this point all of the other terrible stories he's had to deal with in the van, and it was like, what am I going to lose? Like, do I run and do I make it? Do I not? Am I going to get away at Spokane?
Should I have seen an alien?
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no reason you should run. I know there's dogs.
Yeah. Like, I know there's no way out of it, but I mean, realistically, it's like, I got to stick by my friend. Like, there was 100%, he's gone through his own bullshit in that van, and I got to be by my friend, and I'm not going to be that friend who wasn't there. You know, so I was like, fuck. Mm-hmm. It was like, I was 100%, I know that I was like, boop, and I poked it. That did not mean he had to go, and break everything.
Maybe subconsciously you wanted that shit to happen.
No, I didn't know,
said it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You knew that you could have stopped it had you admitted that he had done enough.
No.
But that would make you a bitch.
See, what you're looking at is friend logic.
This, that if
but you're looking at his real friend logic. No, Justin and Justin logic would have gone, I was right, which I can't deal with. So it would have made it worse. It would have actually exacerbated the situation, and it would have gone worse.
In one direction, how would it have made it worse had you admitted that you...
I'm not wrong. That's the problem.
So, how...
That's the,
How would it made no situation worse, except for the fact that you were not wrong?
Because he would have gone faster.
He would have gone faster had you...
He would have been weaving in and out of traffic, out of two lanes. He would have continued to escalate the situation in the van if I continued.
If you would have just bitched out and said it's enough.
Yeah.
Or I would just drove home like a granny.
No, you wouldn't have. I know you. No, I know you. No,
does anybody believe Chris's...
No, I know you.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, you so much. Else,
like the expert other...
Yeah.
No, he would have made it worse. Anything I said, if I went, it's whatever, I could have gone nonchalant and been like, this happened. I don't expect much less from
now.
Me. He would have made it worse.
What if you told him to go faster?
If I told him to go faster, he just fucking would have done it. That's the thing. There's no way to win around it. That's the problem. There's no way. There's no like, oh, this is the way around that. Once he goes...
Yeah, but you still should have known in the beginning that
no. Would this have, was, hey. For all intents and purposes, though, this was the beginning of this, Justin.
That's
that was
the part
moment.
Of the drinking game now. You bring up for all intents and
purposes.
Then you take a shot. You're all hammered by now. Well,
every time he goes, I hate you. For all intents and purposes,
silent,
Justin
know.
Says,
the silent
one time.
Yeah, no, we're fucked on one time. I hate that so much. See, like, if we did that again, right, if that scenario ever played itself out, I'd be like, this happened before. And he goes, yeah, but only one time. That would be his response.
I
like, this doesn't mean anything.
It wouldn't be wrong.
I agree, yeah.
It only happened. That's what makes it more irritating, is you're like... But you don't say it.
Oh, that's
pretty
gross.
I fucking hate you so much.
Speaking of Thielen, we should have him come over sometime.
Thielen?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
He was talking
that
about
it. That way he can tell. Yeah.
He
I talked to him.
Learned about it.
He just learned about the podcast. There's the Eminem.
Oh, yeah? I hit Papa and told him we talked about it.
Yeah, no, he commented. I saw that. So that's true. Sweet.
Now, does Adam, is he still doing that stand-up? Like,
doing the stand-up? Yeah, Adam stands up.
He's a security guard in jobs.
Yeah.
That's cool. A comedian slash security guard.
Basically every comedian ever.
Yeah.
They're not a cook, they
that's
do security.
Weird.
Well, they're bouncers, too. I mean, there's...
At the same clubs they do stand-up.
They work the door.
They work the door.
At
the clubs they do stand-up.
Yeah. I'm still working on getting that other Justin, so we can see if it actually will... You know, start a fire.
No, I read that. I'm like, what the fuck is it called? Rub two Justins make a fire.
That's because when we were at Jimmy's
party, and then
we're like, does anybody have a lighter? And Justin's like, I think I might have one in the car. And he comes back with a handful of matches.
Think about that moment.
If none of these matches worked, then I failed my life.
I found a Ziploc bag full of matches.
No, see, why? Why would you have matches?
Why would you have a...
What purpose?
In the season where you're
can
kind
you
of
even
starting
explain
to
this?
Up enough not to
my glove
dogs
box.
In it, like...
It just randomly...
See?
It just randomly appears in the fucking glove box. So, oh, hey, look! I need something!
Wrong, nice
and I didn't even receive it! No wonder he believes in himself and his fucking magical powers
see?
And shit. I would believe it too.
Yeah, the same guy who keeps his car running while he's filling up for gas.
That was because my starter was going out.
Wait, was it just one time?
No, it was lots
like
of times.
4 months.
First time.
You know,
so you got to get
over it. No, over a period of 4 months.
I'll admit
one
of my flaws are there, but
yeah, but he only did it for the four times.
You
know, 4 months in a row. That one time.
Yeah, it's 4 months in a row.
It's
one
like
time.
$950 to replace the clutch wheel.
Yeah, but that's your transmission.
And
that's not your starter.
Yeah,
so. Starter's like $50.
Yeah.
Again, Justin, you do not leave your car
running.
You know the cost.
And how'd you get started 4 months in a row? Did you, like, pop the clutch or something?
I had to jimmy it, and sometimes he's... You know,
he spent some
it.
Effort and some time in there.
Sometimes
it
wouldn't even start,
see?
And then I'm like, I'll just walk to work.
Yeah, but you live, like, 3 blocks from work. You should walk to work every day.
But
I
was at a gas station.
Have you seen Sketchers around here? We're not walkers.
We're literally, while I'm with him one day, we're in his truck, and he pulls up. He goes, I'm going to get gas. I'm like, all right. And he leaves it running. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, it might not turn back on. I don't want to explode. Click.
Yeah.
And he's like, that wouldn't happen. That's how that happened. And this is where the first time he goes, it'd be like one time, though.
Yeah, because then
I'm like,
fucking
I'm like,
dead.
That's all I fucking did. One fucking time. And he's like,
you see
and he goes,
lady
goes
like,
it out.
Lit that gas station on fire?
Yeah.
For a cigarette?
Did you see it, Chris?
No.
This lady asked this guy for a cigarette, and he's like, I don't have cigarettes, or didn't want to give her one or whatever.
Yeah.
She comes back and lights his gas on fire. Yeah. Like, he's got the pump in the gas tank.
Yeah, why?
And then I'm like,
fucking crazy.
She didn't have a cigarette.
She was nicking bad.
Gotta have her nicotine.
She was nicking bad.
Yeah. Wow. Like, have you ever seen those gas station fire suppression systems where it's like, little fire,
douse! Yeah.
And it just like...
the whole thing opens up and yeah. Like, pours it.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how they did that.
I kind of want to do that, like, see what our system is. At
no. Work. No, Justin. No.
I always wanted to pull the
answer. Go find out.
At work.
No, he'll sit there and flick it with the little handle and be like, I wonder how much pressure it takes.
You gotta pull it out. It's not
I know, but that's, I found that out after I broke the safety bar of it.
Just once.
Ask him how.
That safety bar's broken a couple times.
But. Yeah. How? Lining baskets. Just putting paper liners in the basket.
You hit it with a basket, didn't
yeah.
you? You were trying to set it off, weren't you?
No.
Yeah.
Subconsciously, I'm sure.
Manager Mike was telling me about when he worked at Longhorn. Somebody is like, I wonder what this does. Pulled it, and the whole Ansel system went off over their pit.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
And it takes a couple days to clean.
He shut that Longhorn down for like a day and a half, wow. And all they had to do was clean. And he made them stay and clean, and then fired them after it was all.
Hell yeah, Justin.
Hey, you know what? I saved this bag from burning with fire extinguishers twice.
Because
Eric.
Went. So that
you started the biggest fire that place ever had.
Though. I'm not even gonna say that.
Trying
statement.
To push your friend into traffic and grabbing him.
That saved your life.
Yeah, no, that's him. Now you're getting it. Now you get Justin Lodge.
Brown butter would catch fire all the time.
Yeah.
And like Eric didn't quite know what to do or something.
He like
and,
froze.
Yeah.
So and, Justin's response took a whole lot of baking powder. Wait.
No fire extinguisher.
No baking powders would.
No, but when, like, the first one, the that's small what, ones.
If you saw that in grease fire, you're fucking
but,
dumb.
But Eric was like, he goes,
I saved a lot from him.
No, Eric goes, he has the thing of baking powder, and he goes to do it, and he goes, boom!
Yeah.
Up the back wall, and Justin goes, don't you! Fire extinguisher. And I'm, like, off doing the sugar caddies, and I come back, and I'm like, what the fuck happened? Did you just see the foam against the back? He's like, and the one time you'll ever hear this, Justin just saved the kitchen.
You know, like I said, crank to 11, I'm good.
Crank to 11, situation works.
That just means...
The other 99% of life, he's yeah. why it gets cranked to 11.
One time, Justin and I were in the basement, and we're putting away the truck. Like, or I was putting away the truck, Justin's doing maintenance. But they hadn't heard from us for a while. And they couldn't hear us. Like, if they went, and started listening downstairs.
Myself and Steve.
Yeah, Chris and
they
Steve.
They would spy on us.
So they came down no, with the 12-gallon, like, fire extinguishers each. And they're like, everything all right? And they poked the hose around the fucking corner.
So his crank to 11 is how he survived natural selection.
Yes. Yeah. Like when the woolly mammoth is going over the cliff, he's the one who got it spiked to go over the cliff. You know, it's like the one that got away that's not going to make it. He runs at it, shoves the spear in it, goes down with it, but uses the weight of the mammoth to absorb all of the impact while he goes, oh! And everyone is like, God. Fucking damn him. We got lunch for the next year, but fuck! That's Justin. So take that any way you want, man. Take it as a compliment.
That's kind of so, epic, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you know it would be badass watching him write it down.
Good. It's like writing a nuke and you just have one hand.
Yeah, it is, yeah. The nuke won't come out of the chamber, so the plane's going to blow and the war's going to keep going, and he just pumps it and he goes with it. He's like, oh, but I got the new cap.
How mad would you feel if you like speared it and you killed it and then you cook it on the same fucking spear?
I thought you were talking about the nuke.
I got the nuke. There's a nuke in the wild. Look at it roaming off in the distance. It's a wild nuclear missile.
You don't want to be careful.
But when you take your thumb and you shove it right up his ass.
Oh, he's mad now.
He's mad now. Nuke. It's from the affirmed to Enola Gay. This is an old one, folks. World War II reference for anybody. If you don't know that, you're not an American.
America. Fuck yeah.
No, that is real America. If you don't know the Enola Gay, and you go, gay, you're not a real American. Not knowing that the Enola Gay was the one who dropped the bombs and brought, you know, peace.
Yeah.
Or peace is. Ah, to bring peace, you gotta shred a bunch of people.
Yeah. With justice.
Nuclear how justice. Weird is that justice.
Stop! Don't. Right now!
No, okay. No, we're not making that correlation. No,
you can also put in that correlation.
I won't accept
you
that
also
correlation.
Go injustice.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I need to send
ways.
You on a rocket.
Yeah.
Open the fucking doors when
I don't
it
know.
Comes up.
I could accept yeah. the injustice that had been proposed first, but yeah. now that
there's well,
justice. There's
and justice and just it. I mean, they got in them.
Both ways.
Yeah. His logic wouldn't even have been like, all the letters are there. He'd been like, it's got J in it.
The J.
There's a J.
Yeah, the
team
makes it different.
God. Take a drink.
It's needed.
No.
Oh, yeah. You guys ever experienced like cops here. Like that? Have you guys ever done that?
No.
Only when I'm with you.
Oh, yeah.
When people are with Man. You, they have experiences.
Yeah, why is it that I get the crap for being familiar, and this guy has seen more cops than I ever have?
That's because you're from Hilliard.
Oh, yeah. So I know how to avoid it?
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, I actually have
also,
one.
Hilliard's icky.
I avoided it for like a bunch of years, and then...
I scrubbed that shit up, okay?
It never truly comes out.
That smell.
Like, I'll tell you the story of the Shadow versus NC game for another day.
No, go for it.
No,
that's too
much. I want to hear Robert's cop story.
Yeah. So, my cop story involves me and my brother. And, me and my brother, we...
See, that's a cop story with you, that throwing rocks. But go on.
I wasn't there. That was you and Chris.
No.
Yes. I've heard it from Drill.
So. Oh, no, I know what
you're
talking about, yeah.
But
I don't think they're related, Justin. You just like relating them.
No, you got us in trouble.
Whatever. Carter
wasn't there, like,
trouble.
A shed involved in this story?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks.
See, it does to everybody, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yep. It'll get to me soon enough. But me and my brother...
Continue the story.
Yeah, yeah.
Any time.
God, where were we now? And... Can I start now?
Yeah.
Everybody, very quiet.
Yeah.
Moment of silence, please.
So my brother was living with me. He just moved out of a... I'm sorry, that was...
I was like, I'm not going to be the one to say anything. It's like, you don't have to. It's funny in your
is
head.
That when I,
I'm sorry.
When I delivered the pain to...
Yeah, no, that was when... That, it was like
that
summer.
Okay.
And me and Matthew were like, we don't really do a lot of stuff together. And we're like, let's just fucking go camping. You know, so we're like, fuck it. You know, we got mom and dad's camping gear. And we're like, let's do it. So we go out. We go to Porcupine Bay. You know, it's... We don't reserve any campsite, and we just pick the shittiest one, basically. And we got, like, partiers on our left, and we got, you know, like, kid, like, babies and stuff downstairs, you know, down below us. And we were going to stay there for the whole weekend. And mom and dad came out with the boat and, you know, did tubing, swimming, all that good stuff. It was actually going really well for a camping trip. We're like, we should do this more often. No rain, nothing. It was like... the least of our worries. It was just phenomenal. And then, our last night there, you know, because we didn't really have a lot of food, because we're kind of stupid, and we're just like, let's just bring booze. You know? That's all we really fucking need.
We have a story about
you know, I mean, like, we just bought, like, fried chicken that was cold. And that's
good
all you need. That's
yep.
all you need.
That's
protein.
Yep.
So...
nice cheese.
Yeah. And so, I had, like, this giant thing of Fireball, and my brother had all these Coors, you know, just cheap shit. And we were drinking, having a good time, and these, you know, people over here on the other side of the campsite are partying. And we're like, you know, let's go introduce ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
Let's have a good time. And,
like,
you know,
Snoop Dogg and Scavenge.
No.
They have
no.
their own booze, so
okay.
they
yeah, they have their own booze,
yeah.
And so I was just like, yes. So I was like, let's do this. And we started talking, and we're kind of getting a little loud, and... you know, we're kind of getting stupid drunk, and, you know, we're sitting there, and then I have my, you know, cup of fucking just pure Fireball, and my brother has his beer.
I want to see you stupid drunk. I've seen you high out of your fucking mind.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people have seen that, but...
on some bad shit. Like, not marijuana. I've seen you marijuana. But
marijuana's stupid. It just makes me quiet.
With your snake hair.
Yeah. No, that was fun.
I saw that.
Yeah. But we were sitting there just having a good time. It was starting to get really dark. And I'm sitting there, and this light just fucking just like, oh, son of a bitch.
And I had this, like, moment. Yeah, I'm just like, fuck. Well, I'm like, okay, well, I'm 24, mm-hmm. you know. Or no, I was like 26, and he was 23 or something.
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, no, it was not very long ago. I was like, okay, this is cool. So we'll just tell him we'll be quiet, you know, no worries. And the guy comes and is like, oh, you guys having a good time? I'm just like, oh, this is how it's going to go. Yep. He's going to try to get on our good side, yep. shit. Oh, no. And he's like, well, how old is everyone? And me and Matthew were just like, we're 26 and 23. And the other words are like 18, 17, 19. And I'm just like, why? And I'm just like, I had that like feeling. I'm just like,
just like then, every time we got beer in the cove, we gave it to like Drew. And
yep. Yeah. I was just like, no.
You kind of just want to walk up, hands in front of you.
Yeah, I'm just like, just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Handcuff me. And I was, so they go through all the names, and, you know, your mom knows you are here, the kids.
Yeah,
and
we're
I was
riding
like,
the
okay.
with her the other day.
Yeah, I know. I don't know them. But
school bus together.
I took up all these kids out here by myself. Mm-hmm. You're lucky you're not here. You're lucky you're in the morning. Yeah. It's a good thing you showed up. Accidents happen all
the time. And one of the cops smelled something, and he's like, I kind of smell marijuana. My brother and the people that were on the campsite, they went into our tent and smoked a couple bowls, like, an hour later, or an hour before.
So, dude, your house smelled like marijuana.
It did. Not anymore, thank God. But, yeah, no, it was, I was like, oh, this was just at the time of, like, marijuana was legal, you know, I was like, okay. But knowing that we're on federal land, I did not know that.
Yep.
So I was just like, yeah, go ahead, search the tent. And Matthew's like, I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to literally just snap you in half and tear you apart.
But your brother's big, though.
He could. He fucking could. And so they look through they throw all our shit out of the fucking tent. I was just like,
outside the door.
Yeah, I could have just given it to you. Like, fuck.
You want it, dude?
One night left. Get the pot for you. Come on.
Yeah, we have fucking one night left. I was just like, this is, no, no, no. They pull it out. They take the marijuana out, and Matthew coaxes to it. And he's like, yeah, it's mine. And so we get separated. And so the other cop, no, there was two cops. Separated.
Good cop, bad cop?
No, it was a fucking shitty cop and more shitty cop. It was just fucking terrible.
Were they park rangers?
One was like been on duty for like 2 weeks, so he was all excited. So he's like, we're going to nail you with this, we're going to nail you with that, we're going to like, and we're just like, let me get my checklist.
Well, it's almost bad. We're like, okay, kid, I know how this thing goes. What you're going to do is you're going to ignore these seven, and you're going to do that one. Because if you do all this, you look like an overachiever, and you're a cop. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
They're all going to hit you down at the station. You're going to look like a dick. Yeah. Trust me.
That's how you do that. Have you taken your desk shot yet?
Desk pop.
Everyone
does one.
Yeah.
Look at the ceiling.
See?
One time.
It was only one day.
There's so many different ways you can do that.
But all in one time. All right, so Nicole, what was your
telling? Yeah, yeah, and, you know, we were just fucking pissed that it was all dirty, and they took Matthew's bong and all his... He smoked the last of the weed, so they knew it was weed, but they confiscated the bong.
For residue and shit.
Yeah, yeah, and...
was it one of the nice little class ones?
It kind of was.
Isn't it just like a misdemeanor at that point?
Not on federal land.
Not on federal land?
Federal law, plus.
Bullshit, but.
And that makes it worse because it's federal land, yeah. So federal law is like fuck you in the ass prison every time for everything. You cough funny? Federal.
Thanks, Dick.
Federal.
Right. War on drugs.
And so basically, cop pulls us over and says, we're going to hit you with distributing to minors. And I'm just like, I don't know these fuckers.
We got our own booze.
Yes. No, and the thing is, they had more booze. Like, they had Marky Marks or whatever Maker's Mark or whatever.
Wow. Oh, so they were fancy for kids.
For 19 and 17? Yeah. Yeah. They're like, oh, Mommy and Daddy.
Yeah, I was like, Mommy and Daddy bought that shit.
Fuck, but they had R&R and Spikes.
And Black Velvet.
I have a lot of Black Velvet.
Mike's on lemonade.
Yeah. But they hit us with that, and then they let us stay the night. We weren't handcuffed or nothing, but that was the moment.
Man, I'm a janitor at fucking school.
Me and Matthew were both janitors, so we're like, we're both janitors. Leave us alone.
Yeah. Oh, is he working for the school?
Yeah.
They never thought, like, they could put two and two together. Like, you worked for the school? They went to the school?
No, because I think they lived in Post Falls, I think. And so we were like, okay. And we had to go to our first court date, and that was a fucking clusterfuck. It was, oh, you got to buy a lawyer, and we don't make too much, me and Matthew, so we had to pay for one,
$2,000. You couldn't get a public defender?
No, because we made too much.
You make like what I make, that's not that much.
Don't ever get in trouble.
I don't.
It was good.
I'm fucking square, dude.
But it was, long story short, the charges were dropped. And I never needed the lawyer, but it was that $2,000 that we had to come up with.
Fucking dumb. So
that was a
Pulp Fiction reference.
So bad. It was such a God. It was terrible. Me and Matthew never went camping ever again.
See, the moral of that story: you should have Justin with you.
I know, right? He would have never ever heard me say that again. Alcohol. He would have had Justin with him. Like,
yeah.
Seriously.
Or unless you were having a boring time.
Yeah, then Justin would have made it nuts, and then he'd be like, well,
shouldn't ask
your
for that.
Friend.
Yeah.
You like getting shot with Roman candles?
No, I don't actually like being shot with Roman candles.
That's why you do the shooting?
Chris?
Whatever. That's the one story I can say I totally fucking almost shot Justin in the face.
We already told that story.
Yeah. We getting to the end?
Yes, sir. So... we started alluding to me getting Justin in trouble. I don't think these are related stories, but it happened so fucking long ago. They could be. He thinks they are.
I think it is.
We lived on Maple, like right on the corner there, and Carter and I were little. I was like 6 and he was 4, and we were chucking rocks from the from the flower beds. Like, there's a rock flower bed outside our house,
small
into
boulders.
The street.
Small boulders.
Small boulders.
They were rocks.
Called pebbles.
What defines a small boulder?
A boulder tends to be large.
This big and bigger?
That's
a rock.
It was about that big.
That's a rock.
See?
Yeah, it was about that big.
Yeah,
that's
a rock.
Fucking boulder.
It's called a rock.
Giant at the boulder.
Carter and I were doing it.
You don't have
more sound. Goddamn quick. That was so quick. An ant thinks it's a boulder.
Like, the fuck?
That's your impression.
It's not even like he does it on purpose. It just goes, come
hello, neighbor. Hello, neighbors. The ant thinks it's a boulder.
He's like, what's a small animal that I can drive them insane with?
The fucking goddamn ant.
Can't choose penguin. It's no bigger than that.
What the fuck?
He's got a point.
To an elephant.
Yeah, but no. His point is where he went from ant to penguin. Like, there's no,
no correlation. I will fucking gut you. Don't even try to make a correlation.
Zeus.
Zeus.
The scientist.
Guys.
There's another one for the drinking game.
Fucking eat my M&M's.
Okay, so you were throwing rocks in the street?
I was 6, Carter was 4, and we were chucking
rocks
about that size into Maple.
It's fucking over 20 years ago, and we're still bitching about this?
Yeah, he complains about it all the time. I was going back to get another rock, and a cop saw Carter throwing in the street, so I walked.
Of course it's Carter. I mean,
I walked off. I just... And the cop's like, do you know what your son's doing? And like, went to my parents.
Yeah.
We're in the house.
We're like, fuck!
Yeah. And they're like, no, what is he doing? I saw him throw a rock in the street. And they're like, Darrell, is this right? And I'm like, yeah, totally. Carter got grounded. I got off scot-free. And when Justin comes into this, he was down... Marcus lived, like, 2 blocks down the street from us.
Yeah, Maple Nash, like, those apartments.
Those apartments right at the bottom of the hill.
Okay.
And Justin says a cop came and yelled at them.
We got in trouble. Yeah, because Marcus's mom trouble. Had to get talked to, and we already
got talked to by the cops, Justin.
I don't know exactly if this was before you or after you.
But
we got in trouble.
It wasn't us who did it.
They always looked like each other anyway. I'm sure that's the reason why.
Not when we were little.
No,
I'm sure.
Come on.
Yeah, your hand going, exclamation, exclamation, does not record.
I'm gorging on M&Ms.
He doesn't wear glasses? I do wear glasses.
You didn't wear glasses then.
The point is, I wear glasses.
You set yourself up for that, Chris. I wouldn't have never said no.
Yeah,
no.
There's the door. Chris walked right into it.
Yeah. Boom.
He's kind of like, I feel like he's like either
I'm Clark Kent, he's Luther,
or
he's my Lex Luthor.
He's like your
Lex Luthor. He's my Lex Luthor. No.
Can we get him Lex Luthor?
You were not. No, you're like Gene Hackman.
You're Hackman.
He's more like God.
God?
Yeah.
No.
He's my Bizarro. Justin is my Bizarro.
I like Bizarro.
Justin is my Bizarro.
I was born on a Tuesday anyway, so.
You know, that's Solomon fucking Grundy. born on a Monday.
Piss
your damn
showing.
He didn't even. That's funny.
He did. I'm pretty sure he just did that to piss you off.
I lost so many goddamn brain cells.
Didn't even.
Not exactly.
Oh, you're foul, dude.
You deserved all of that. brain breaking at you.
But did my basement deserve that?
Yes.
Oh, my lady.
It did.
Huh?
It's Kathy's basement too.
Oh, her
now
basement.
Now I smell like
deserve
beer.
It.
It's got a nice aroma.
Yeah. But, she's tired
one
of
drop.
Beer being spilled in there. Aww. When we were playing movies in the garage and having beer festivals,
mm-hmm.
we borrowed that projector from work and somebody spilled beer on it.
What?
Yeah.
When we were watching
Red
State?
Bag. No, not on Red State. We were watching like Shaun of the Dead in the garage.
Oh.
Remember we were playing like beer pong on the other side of the garage.
Wow, that's cool. I miss beer fest.
Word.
When is Beer Fest?
We'll get to it here.
Yeah, we have to talk to Kessler about that and get a permit.
Okay.
So you guys actually doing one through work now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Somebody had to go to have kids.
Yeah, what the hell?
These are rush. The guardians.
Having kids.
Well, he doesn't want to
pamper
his kid anymore.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to pamper his kid anymore, which, to be fair, is 100%
legit.
Yeah,
the first year we did Beer Fest, we had signs. This is the bathroom. We have one bathroom. Here's the bathroom. And we close our door and what is now the kids' room. And we had a hamper of clothes in what is now the kids' room. And we were going on a trip 2 days later. Like, spend Monday hungover, go to work, go on the trip. And we went to go get those clothes out of the hamper for a fucking trip.
Oh, no.
We're like, it smelled like pee.
That was the first year?
No, the first year. We're like, did the cats get in here? No, this is human pee. So somebody went into the... Well,
I remember that.
Yeah.
I kept telling you it was your brother.
Yeah.
It was Carter,
and I'm not ruling it out.
Because that would happen.
I can't prove it. Yeah, and that's when Carter was...
You're going to go hear this and be like, what the fuck, Red?
I don't think Carter's over in Planetino would let him listen to us. I talked to him about coming on one day. He works on Sundays, but he's like, my fee is $10,000. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
That's awesome.
I'm whoring us out. Give me 30 seconds.
Huh?
I'm whoring us out. Give me 30 seconds because I felt your immediate judgment, but I'm whoring us out. So give me.
Why are you whoring us out?
What are you doing?
So we have more people listening to our podcast.
Are you talking to super staff?
Go fuck off.
Aww.
Go die.
We met Chris's girlfriend, and she is delightful.
Delightful?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It came in on a...
You and why I don't have things, all of you, except for you.
Came in
I
on
hear
Saturday.
It, but except for you.
What did I do?
You had to do the tone. You're like, ew, that really... No.
Yeah,
I know. It's crazy.
I
can get a girlfriend. I know. It's been a long fucking time.
Yeah. I was just appreciating the fact that you actually had a woman.
We're proud of you. We're proud of you.
Yeah, no, okay. She's awesome. She's actually really fucking
right
cool.
On.
Whatever fucking reason, she likes these two.
I have no idea why.
Have you been informed of what we did to the first time?
Yeah, go ahead and tell him. Well, Chris does whatever, talks to his
brother. He's warning us out, apparently.
I'll tell you a second.
You could have just told us and we would never, you know, put someone on blast there.
He would have. That's all you fucking do.
No, I just didn't tell the story.
I just told Robert when he got here.
We're in the middle of our shift. It's like 1 o'clock. Chris, like, I'm like, come back from the back area and he's like, don't fucking say a word. I'm telling you first. If I don't tell you now, you're going to fucking make it worse.
And I know Jarrell's going to bitch about it and go...
So I'm telling you first because you're here and you're going to eventually encounter this person. And I'm like, okay, who is she? He doesn't inform me that he's been seeing someone this entire time until, like, the day of that she comes into work.
So he texts me.
So, yeah. And she's like, he's like, well, she's going to meet me here for lunch and we're just going to hang out for a little bit. So I'm going to take my break. I'm like, okay, cool. Left is cool. 5 minutes later, text her out.
And now what he texts me
Saturday.
Was send... Shit.
I'll pull up the text
message. Lovey-dovey text messages to Chris or to the group in 5 minutes.
Yep.
What makes this terrible is I'm sitting with her at Joe's.
Okay.
I see this fuck pull up and I go, are you fucking serious? She goes, what? And I'm like, Jarrell just pulls up. And the Jarrell pulled up and he's coming in. Uh-huh. And she's like, Jarrell from the podcast? I was like, yeah. And she's like, your friends wouldn't just show up to flip you shit, like from home or work.
He has his kids
like,
and everything.
They wouldn't do that.
No, I was going to help my mom.
But she's like, people don't do that to each other. And I look at her, and it was like the first time I ever got like that tone of like, you don't know my friends. I was like, my friends do.
I burst through the door like a bloody squiggy.
I enjoyed this here.
And as she goes, they would really do that? And I'm like, and she's like, they would really do that? She was like, yeah. And she's like, why? I would do it to them. That's the part that makes it evil, is that I would do it to them.
Yeah. But I've been married for 8 years, so you have
nothing. Yeah, there's nothing you can do to him anymore.
Yeah.
By the way, around 410, 420, send in love memes to the group. Trust me, says Justin. I'm down. But
immediately. I have no explanation.
But can I have an example of said meme? My power would be unfathomable. I'll send the first one, says Justin. Okay. Because Chris... lady will be coming to work for the first time. and this is where we acknowledge, this is why we have trust issues.
See? That's our friendship. Right there, in a nutshell.
That is so great.
No, he even said you get to meet her the first. I know I will hear it from Jarrell, but... I don't care. Don't fuck it up. All this work.
Than him.
No, I can't.
Throw him under the bus.
Well, guess who's scheduled to open up? LOL.
Payback. Yeah.
That's what they do to me.
Good stuff.
Very nice.
Well, you know, if that didn't happen, your life would be boring.
No! My life would be boring. It would be pleasant. It would be so enjoyable.
And you would be bored. You would be so fucking bored.
I would sit there and go, you know what? There's probably a parallel universe version of me who's been way too much fun. And right now I'm sitting here going, there's a parallel universe version of me going, life is good.
We're actually torturing you. So
why? Why did you have to go there?
Because you're black.
Because
if you want to bring
it's
parallel version of universe.
It's the option there.
To be fair, a parallel universe version of me would be you.
Yeah.
If you were him, then who would I be?
Still Chris.
We'd still be white Chris.
You'd
be
slightly darker Chris.
Slightly. The fact I have to be white Chris anyway.
All your parallel universe versions are still slightly lighter than everyone else in that universe, perpetually making you the white
Chris.
No matter what, I'm white Chris. You're the white Chris. Universe of albinos or the transparent one.
It's transparent.
That should be the name, 50 Shades of Grey.
Alright. There's that.
Oh.
Cart.
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 You have to say car.
Car?
All right.
I love that.
You know, did you really love that ring, or, you know, was it like a cock ring or something?